Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Developing Windows 8 Apps in Half the Time. And we are welcoming back Christine Matheny, a colleague of mine. In a previous episode, she showed us how easy it was and how quick to build apps using Project CNO. Hello, Christine.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. In fact, that episode was really exciting. You were able to do that entire app in how long?
Like 26 minutes or something like that.
It's crazy. It was very good. So I'm so glad to have you back. In fact, we hinted at the end of that last episode that you would now show us how easy it is also to take what you've created and now
what we make created.
It a real app, right? Get it into the store.
Yeah. So if anybody, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what would we need? I mean, help me understand, like, if someone's watching this and now they're ready and because they're proud of what they've created. You help them. Mm-hmm. What would they need to get started?
So the two things you need to get the app into the store is you need a developer account so you can actually develop for Windows and you get permission to upload things to the store. And then you also need Visual Studio. And you can download both of those at my blog. And here's a nice link for you. You see
what
that?
An evangelist. Okay, why don't you scooch it over to your right a little bit? There we go. So it says bit.ly/win8beforedessert.
Yeah, this was when I initially made my first app, I was going to aim that I could build an app before I had my ice cream, but really I ate half a pint of Ben and Jerry's while I was building the app.
I see. Okay, so if they go to that link,
mm-hmm.
where will they find the information in order to download and get your developer account and all that kind of stuff?
Step one.
Step one?
Step
one. You mean
one.
It's at the top?
It's at the top. There's a couple blue hyperlinks. Just click on sign up for the developer account and then download Visual Studio and you'll be ready to go.
That's great. So assuming then that someone has that developer account, they have Visual Studio installed, what now?
We can publish it to the store.
All right. Can you show us?
Yeah. So let me share my screen. Cool. So as you see here, we've got our Project CNO app that we made last time. It's our Women in Computing app, and we can actually go through and run it. We've got our videos and our news and our famous Women in Computing. And then our biographies. And from here, if we swipe down from the top and hit File, we can hit Publish. And from here, we can publish it to our computer. So I'm going to make the display name Women in Tech. My tile fill is this blue color I use for the background.
Okay.
And the icon, it's locally on my computer. And it's an icon I grabbed from the Noun Project, where there's a bunch of open source pictures, icons and pictures you can use as logos if you don't have the artistic abilities like I don't have them.
That's really cool. Now, is that a website you discuss in that blog you talked about?
It is a website I discuss in the blog. I also talk about how different UI designs and what colors to pick and how to make your UI visually look appealing.
Excellent.
And then we're also going to check the publish resources locally. So are the videos and the pictures I have locally on my machine get packaged up with the app. So when people download the app, they also get the pictures and the videos.
Okay.
And then we'll go ahead and we'll hit publish. And I want to publish this to my desktop because that way we can easily find it. I'm going to choose this.
So why are we doing that?
For demo's sake, you could publish it to your favorite folder where you like publishing all of your projects, maybe a Visual Studio folder. But I like putting things on my desktop. I think it's just personal preference.
Well, I guess what I really mean is I thought we were publishing to the store.
We will be. It's like a 6-step process. Unfortunately, it's not published and goes to store. But what you can do is this is the folder was created. It's called Publish Package, and there's an install app icon or application that you can see.
Okay.
And I could actually just take this folder and attach it to an email, and I could send it to you, I could send it to my mom, I could send it to my little sister, and they could all download this app and install it on their computers with no problems. And they could, without going to the store and downloading an app from there, you can just send this, package it up as a zip file and send it out to all your friends.
Or you're testing people. That's
or
cool.
You're testing people and see what your UI designer might think or see what...
That's great.
Yeah. And so what we're going to do from here is you'll see I've got the Women in Tech folder, and this is really where our app is. And Project Sienna creates an HTML and JavaScript app. So, for example, we can look at the custom.data, and we can just... Or we can look at the default app, and we can open this with, like, Notepad. And by doing that, we can see that it's all HTML and really, really easy, and we'll be able to edit it and see it in Visual Studio in a moment. But basically, this is one of the documents in our app, and if you know HTML, you can go ahead and edit it.
Okay.
What I want to do now is I want to go back to my blog post. So this is my blog post, and if you went to my bit.ly/win8beforedessert, you'll see this. This is step 12, is publishing to the store. And one of my Microsoft colleagues, who actually is project manager for Project Sienna, created a zip file, which has a script and a couple other files for helping you taking a Project Sienna app and publishing it to the store. And I'm going to actually just download this.
Okay.
By clicking on the aka.ms link and hitting save. And now I've saved it, and it's actually right here on my desktop. And I'm going to... You want to extract this? We want to extract this to our Women in Tech folder, the folder where all the documents for our app are. So we can hit Extract All. And we're going to browse to the folder, the Published Package folder, and then the name of my app folder, which is Women in Tech. And hit OK to extract them all there, and hit Extract.
So just to be sure, the link that was in your blog contains something that you're now extracting to that Women in Folders.
Women in Tech folder, yes.
Women in Tech folders. Okay. Not
we'll
women in folders, women in
tech. In a second.
Okay.
And I'm going to replace the default JS file because the initial one that Project Sienna creates is built for enterprise, and we want to really have this be for development. So we're going to replace the file in the destination.
Okay.
And so we've got a couple more files in here. We've got a privacy document, third-party notices, documents you need when you publish an app to the store. And we're going to run this produce app for store script, and we're just going to look at it really quickly to show you that it's not a virus and it won't break anything.
This is the thing that just got extracted into this folder.
Correct.
Okay.
Cancel. We don't want to run this. I want to show this to you. I can hit edit.
Sure.
And we've got this produce app for store script. And basically what it does is renames things. So rename app or manifest file to standard VS package app manifest, rename the application name, remove the enterprise authentication because we're not going to be using this for enterprise. We're actually going to be publishing it on the store for all consumers to use. Mm-hmm. And that's about all this does, is doing a little bit of renaming and a couple deleting of documents or files.
Okay.
It doesn't affect anything else other than documents within that folder.
That's great. Well, anything that fits on one page is easy to read, so that's good.
And so we're going to run this.
Okay.
And it's going to launch Visual Studio. And Visual Studio pop up, like, do you trust this? And I trust it because I actually made it. We made it together last time. And so I've got this, if you've seen Visual Studio before, in every app you've got an app manifest, and it talks about the application, the capabilities, how it's packaged. And we're going to go edit the capabilities.
All right.
And standard Project Sienna, you can use microphone, you can use a webcam, but in our app we don't, and so we want to show the user that we're not using them and that we don't want to spy on them in their homes. And so we're going to uncheck those capabilities.
Sure.
So we're not going to be using the microphone, we're not going to be using the webcam, we won't be using private networks. We're just going to connect to the internet.
Okay.
So that's just changing the package and app manifest and setting those. And then last thing we want to do is change our privacy policy. We can do that by clicking on privacy.html. And as you'll see in big all caps here, it says review privacy policy. And because we're reviewing it, we can delete it. And we have to update the date we edited it on. And then I want to change to update my email address with the email address for my developer account, which I have as an outlook.com email address. I'll edit that twice.
Christine, does Project Sienna allow for time travel?
Does it allow for time travel? I haven't seen time travel yet. But
you might
maybe
want to change that year then to 2014.
Oh, good call.
Just checking.
I would like some time travel, though.
I didn't know all the features of Sienna. I was just checking.
It would be really, it might be rather interesting.
Okay.
So now we've edited our privacy package and our app manifest, and we're ready to tell Visual Studio that we want to publish it. So we can do project, store, create app package, and this creates the .appx file that we can upload to the store and add a name to and add the screenshots and basically submit the app. This is the last step of any real coding or Visual Studio stuff we need to do. So we can hit next and sign into the store. And I've already signed in, and this is going to be my Women in Tech app. I could also reserve a new app name, but I already have one I like.
Okay.
And I hit next. It's going to be version 1. This is where my package will be. And I don't care which architecture it's on, etc. And we can hit next. And from here, it's going to Visual Studio is going to run, and it's going to build my file. And then it's going to pop up again, and we'll ask if I can run the verification of the tests on it. And while it does that, it takes a little bit of time, so I'm not going to have a chance to go all the way through it. But after that, we'll go back to the store and we can submit it. So here's what I talked about, the app certification kit. And so this needs to be run before we can submit to the store. It does a first pass of testing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll take this file when it's done testing all of it and mm-hmm. upload it to the store. And it takes about 3 to 5 days for the store to verify our app and be like, hey, we're not stealing anybody else's data. You're not using any copyrighted materials. This is a useful app to have. And then they'll publish it to the store. And if you go to my blog post, you can see this app actually in the store. Again, I'll show you the link. We'll show you the link at the end. And yeah, that's how we submit it to the store.
That's cool. So if I understand correctly, the main thing here is that you were able to publish from the app to a folder. You put that script in there. It did a little bit of renaming. You unchecked what needed to be, was no longer needed in the capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just started the publishing process right there in Visual Studio, which led you to the Windows App Certification Kit, some call the WAC, and it's doing its process. And when that's done, we actually will have a file to upload, assuming we had our dev account, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Sweet! Well, I'm telling you what, Christine, that process is very simple. In fact, it's hard for me to imagine that you couldn't be in front of a group of people and they wouldn't be just so excited about it. Have you found that others, when you show this to them, that they're finding that this is pretty simple to do?
Yeah, I was at a conference called She's Geeky this weekend, and I had a set of 4 8-year-olds working with me to build apps in Project Sienna. And so they built it each in 30 minutes, and I was super impressed. And everybody from an 8-year-old to people my grandparents' age were able to build apps this weekend. So I think everybody's excited about how doable this is.
I just want to make sure, you didn't say a 48-year-old, you said 4 8-year-olds.
Correct.
That's crazy!
Isn't it wonderful?
I think that's pretty cool. And they actually had a good time creating their apps?
Yeah, we actually built it on a perceptive pixel, which is the 80-inch touchscreens. And so not all of them could reach the top of the touchscreen.
but
it
was
cute.
That didn't stop them, did it?
It didn't stop them from harnessing their inner kangaroo and trying to reach the top buttons.
Well, one more time, if you happen to have that sign nearby, can you at least show us that bit.ly link? There it is, bit.ly win8b. For dessert, we just had a chat with Christine Matheny, and we can see you again now, if you don't mind. Thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us again for this on how to publish the app there. And for everybody else, hey, if some 8-year-olds can do it, so can you. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Developing Apps for Windows 8 in Half the Time.